Hey, podcasters. Sex dolls as family members. Pet parrots. M's hooking people up. Superior Samage. I wrote you a bill for eulogy for the wrong chicken.
No, both of them are dead.
Yeah, but I focused on the one I thought was the team member.
I mean hitchhiking. Both of them are hitchhiking.
There's lots of things. Oh, the best thing is Alpha Bucks.
Yep.
We gave it away.
Yeah.
For the best reason, and if you don't cry, you've got a heart like a swinging brick.
Oh, dear.
It's so...
I've got a heart like a singer.
Did you not feel a bit mush? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was nice.
Oh, I got a bit mush.
Yeah, it was so nice. I liked being a part of the story.
It was a great story. Wait till you hear who won and why she won. And then we called the person she won it for. What a hook. Don't miss it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you tell a friend and subscribe. Bye.
It's the radio show that should never be taken out of context.
Oh, I've got to switch nuts.
Hosted by two people who concentrate on their job really, really hard.
I'm seeing colours.
Yeah, I went dizzy.
Wow.
Yeah, welcome to my world. This is what happens. Let me pass out.
I looked over at you and you were very straight back.
I need danger pay to read those things out.
And are more than happy to share all of the emotions.
I'm so happy. I really have been feeling like, oh my god, I'm dead to radio, but that's just renewed my vigor.
Nut brought you back.
Nut chat.
This is
the Em Rusciano Radio Show
with Holly Green.
Good morning, dickheads.
Yay, it's a morning.
Mate, I tell you what, summer is just here. It's gone spring, get out.
Yeah.
Because today it's going to be 25 in the city, 30 in the west, and it's tipped to get to 36 on Saturday in the west.
No.
Hectic.
Too hot.
Oh, it's too hot already. Yeah. You can have a run up to summer. You need spring to warm up.
That's right.
We have a big show today. The Bachelorette kicked off last night.
Yes, it did.
And normally you and I don't take interest, but someone that I think's great, we think she's funny.
Sophie Monk is the Bachelorette.
She opened the show with, "I'm 37 and I'm a massive bogan."
Yeah.
And then
she said, "I'm pregnant."
Yeah, and then G said to her, "Have you got anything you want to say?" And this is what she said.
"Hello. Sophie, I believe you have something you want to say."
"I'm pregnant." "No, I'm joking."
Love her.
I love how she pulled the joke before it had come out of her mouth. "I'm pregnant and I'm not." Wait, what?
I love her. She's joining us in studio. Sorry to Osha for calling you G. That's just bad habit. We also have Miguel Maestro. Oh, God, hectic.
All right, that is going to be flat out. Could we actually get Sophie Monk and Miguel in the same interview?
We could walk out for 5 minutes. Well, it wouldn't matter.
We'd probably find her a partner. I'm sure he'd be very excited about that.
I don't think his wife and kids would be
there.
So welcome along. And we've been told today 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock Alpha Bucks are very easy.
Very, very easy. But we've been told that for the last couple of weeks.
True that.
And people ring up and screw the pooch.
But first, oh, hey, guys.
Oh, it's Dolly.
Oh, yes, me. I don't know. Where's Em? I want to meet her one day.
She pops out every time you pop in,
she's
Dolly.
She's quick as a fox. Oh, I'm very sorry to hear about your chickens.
Yes.
That's real sad. I'm so sorry. Did you eat them for dinner?
No. Well, someone ate it for dinner. It wasn't us.
First ever.
I've not only lost chickens, I've been robbed as well.
Oh. People are all... Oh, can't say the C word on radio, can we? I've had heartaches, headaches, toothaches, earaches, and I've had a few pains in the ass. But I've survived to tell about it all. Thanks, Zoe. I've just properly read the story I'm bringing to the table.
Okay.
Even for us. Make it
a bit much? Big. Okay. Strap in, Sydney.
Okay.
We haven't even got
it. Fine. No, I'm just laughing at the visual that I'm sure you'll get once I tell you what's going on. A man, well, you know, as we all know.
Yes.
Or love sex dolls.
Yes.
Not because I want to be with one.
Well, you do realise you repeatedly say sex dolls now.
Sex robots.
Started off with sex
robots. I love anything that's not human.
By the end of this week, you'll just be like, "I love dildos." Okay, mate, you got something you need to tell us?
No, I like the idea of something that's human but not human.
Yes.
So it's a human substitute that can involve sex.
Yes.
Could be sex doll. Could be sex robot.
Right.
Could be sex hand puppet.
Yep. Could be a sex torch.
Could be sex torch.
Yeah.
Torch?
Yeah.
They're
called fleshlights.
Jesus
Christ. I didn't make that up. It's a real thing.
Isn't that just a penis?
No. Type in fleshlight.
I always thought that was just a name for...
No.
Oh. Should I Google image?
Sure, Google image.
Okay, great. So, I love them. I'm all for it. And as we know, previously I've said it, I'd like to perhaps get many clones of me and start an army, take over the world.
Yeah.
Well, a man and his adult son in the southwest province of Guizhou, 58-year-old Li Chen, not his real name,
right,
and his son Yang Yang, have an unorthodox family.
Yes.
It's just the dad, Li Chen.
Yeah.
The son, Yang Yang.
Yeah.
And seven sex dolls.
And seven sex dolls.
That are their family.
I don't know where the mother in this scenario is.
The mother
is,
was divorced because of a gambling habit.
Oh, she was the one that had the problem.
She had the problem. So Li Chen said, I will not be with a real human person again. I need something that won't betray me.
Right.
So he adopted seven sex dolls.
Adopted? Is that the right word?
Brought them in, and he calls them Yang Yang sisters. And he also has gone to lengths to express that he doesn't use them for their advertised purpose.
Okay, that's good, because he's referring to them as Yang Yang sisters.
But what you need to know, and this is the part that was the best part, Li Chen has become quite famous online and on the internet for his elaborate music videos and photo setups with the seven sex dolls.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It's like
Chinese partridge family.
Oh, my God. He apparently dresses them up, themes them, sets them up at dinner, makes music with them. Like, he's got a whole partridge family going with these kids. It's so great. And he says, I am willing to let Yang Yang use one of the dolls when the time comes.
Oh, dear. One of his sisters. the suggestion there.
Yes,
is.
I don't want him to look for some random woman to resolve his sexual needs. Everything is created with a purpose and meaning, and my sisters. Okay, I won't read that out. Lee's estranged wife is reportedly alarmed at the arrangement.
Yeah.
She's a little worried about her son being surrounded by... Why? Yeah.
Also, is this China? Obviously, China. I'm assuming it's China.
China. Cheap as.
You've got... there's a one-child policy over there. This crazy guy's got eight.
Nah, it's fine. They don't need anything. They don't take any resources. I think he's got the perfect family. They sit, they listen.
Yeah.
They don't blink when you tell them a boring story.
You can have a big family if you're in China with this.
You don't have to do anything to help. You have to shower them. You don't have to take them to sport.
You should shower them if you've...
No, but they're not using them for the advertised purposes.
Well, if you have, you should get a gurney.
I love this. The dolls are gaining popularity in China amongst enthusiasts. And people are saying this is so exciting that he is the one to be following on social media.
You can't use the word enthusiast.
I'm a sex doll
for
enthusiast.
For sex pest.
I would dare say I'm a connoisseur of sex dolls.
You're not.
I'm an enthusiast.
You're
enthusiastic. I'm enthusiastic about them.
You are enthusiastic.
I think it's fantastic.
You're not a connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur.
No.
What's the difference?
Well, you would have held a few up and into the light, tasted a couple.
Spat them out in the bin.
Yeah. What's the most amazing thing your pet's ever done?
Wow.
Toby and Roy? Is Toby and Roy? Did I get that right?
Toby and Roy. Yes, don't pretend like you don't know my dog's name.
No, I'm so bad at that sort of thing, remembering names. I'm no good, like, details of things. You know, like, you fangirl out on stuff and you know every detail. If I fanboy out on, even if I really love a thing, I'm still like, I don't know what
it was.
Do you
remember the details?
Nah.
I do. Oh, the devil's in the details.
Yes.
The most amazing things. Oh, you know, my dogs instinctually know which family member needs them to sleep on their bed at night who's a bit sad.
That's nice.
Like, so they alternate around. Actually, they do tend to sleep near me most nights. But,
That's amazing.
If I just had a hard day at school, then Roy will be up there with her.
Most amazing thing my chickens did is they went hitchhiking recently. That's not bring it up.
I'm so sorry.
Doesn't matter.
People don't know that if they weren't listening at this time, Holly lost his chickens.
I lost the chickens. They left some feathers. I'm saying it's because it was too heavy for them to take on their adventure.
I need you to know there's been a big reaction because for 8 months you've spoken so lovingly about them. And Horace is on the billboard.
Yes, I know.
He's like
it's a male name, but it's a transgender chicken.
She was the star of the show just as much as us, so you know, it's okay.
Oh, it's fine.
It's okay.
Anyway, there's a parrot that has gone online and ordered its owner a gift. That's
what
I say. That's the most about. Yes, the parrot has mimicked its owner's voice And the owner had something that I hadn't heard of, but it is an Amazon Echo speaker.
Voice recognition.
So it's a voice recognition thing. I find that amazing to have in your house that you're ordering so much online that you have a particular online shopping site's product in your room. Like, hey, Amazon, I need this. Anyway, that's what they have.
Wait a minute. So if you say anything out loud accidentally and Amazon have it, it gets deducted from your credit card?
I think so.
Sex doll. Sex doll.
You'd have so many sex dolls. Yeah.
Well, imagine it was in the studio. We'd have a lot of sewage. We'd have a lot of beer. We'd have a lot of sex dolls.
Well, it just says it's Amazon's Alexa voice-controlled system.
Wow.
I don't know. There's got to be some vetting of that. There must be a lot of shit.
Do you know, I heard Amazon are slowly taking over the world. Buying up everything. Amazon is going to be the most powerful company in the world. Quicker than people think. I have this terrifying podcast.
I just
want
to say it right now, Amazon. My name is Harley Brand and I salute you.
No, they're just terrifying.
I'm ready.
And they're trying to come here. There's supermarkets now where you can go in and...
What do you need?
Oh, man. Don't even. It's going to be like...
I've been holding out from selling out. I am ready for the dark underworld.
Well, Amazon's going to be like imprinting your children and running hospitals.
I've got two. Very strong.
And supermarkets.
They can lift things for you. Anyway, the parrot.
Yeah, tell me. What did it order?
So it used its... The voice recognition, because it can mimic its owner's voice and just went, hey.
Its owner sounds like a parrot.
Yeah.
Its good owner, morning, Polly.
Its owner is a parrot.
Do you want a cracker?
Its owner is a bigger parrot.
Hello, my name's John. What's your name?
Well, it just babbled and Amazon went, is that some gift boxes that you want? And so just ordered it, charged the creator of £10, $16, and the gift box just turned up to the lady's house. And she was trying to blame her son and her husband. And then she looked at the bird one day, who was doing it again, and realized that the bird had ordered her a gift online.
That's nice. I love that.
Yeah.
I would also be concerned that I sounded like a parrot.
Yeah.
Suck it.
No.
You look around like a parrot. Can you do a parrot voice?
Yep.
Do it.
I'm doing it right now. Big alpha Australian parrot.
Why won't you do voices? I would like you all to know that I consider myself, I have a good skill set, but one of my number one skills is matchmaking.
Oh, is it?
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a fine, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark, I'm alone, so find me a match of my own.
I just wanted to play that. I live to set people up. I have a catalogue.
You're one of those.
Yes. Why are you surprised?
You're a disaster creator. That's not matchmakers.
No, I've had some very successful matches. And
name one.
Unsuccessful matches, like my marriage. My marriage is very successful now.
Right.
I've had lots of successes.
Yes. Yeah. Where is them?
I'll tell you in a minute when I remember them.
Whatever, English.
So, what I do is I meet people. I meet people in my job all the time in my life.
Yes.
And I always find out if they're single or not. If they're single, I catalogue them in the back of my mind.
Okay.
I put them in my little Rolodex of love.
Yeah.
And then I'll sometimes, maybe 6 months down the track, I'll meet someone. I'll go, are you single? And then I'll go to my Rolodex of love in the back of my head. I'll go, oh, no, someone for you. And then I'll connect them up. And it works. I love doing it. And then.
I'm sure they love it.
Nah, they do.
Oh, this is literally my worst nightmare.
I told you. At least I know you.
Couldn't stand it.
So now that, and often, because I'll watch people on Tinder and I'm like, oh, I'm a human Tinder. I'm the walking Tinder.
Yeah.
Right? And with less, like, cock shots.
Yeah.
And so I
only just a bit less.
Yeah, a little bit less. And so I was thinking, God, there must be a, why can't I? And I have done. I've pretended to be friends on Tinder and picked people for them.
Yeah.
Now I can do that legitimately.
Really?
There's a dating app called Hinge, which is now allowing people who are in relationships like me to fix up their single friends. So what it does is it gathers all your Facebook friends in a pool. And me, as the third party, can recommend matches on the app and introduce them.
Yeah, this isn't going to end well at all.
So I can go,
My God.
John, meet Lucy. And then I do the icebreaker because I'm an excellent, I'm such a good wingman. Such a good wingman.
I am so glad I am not single.
Oh, you'd be the first person.
I cannot tell you how quickly I would delete every profile that I have if this was coming out when I was a single.
What'll happen is you'll get a little beep
rank.
Being MCR. I'll be like, hey guys, I'm just introducing you two because I think you'd be really great together.
Cue jerry can of petrol poured on phone, set alight. Boom, out.
Why do you hate love?
I don't hate love.
Why do you hate love?
There's nothing about this idea I can get on board
this
with.
It's amazing.
The worst idea ever.
I want to be the spokesperson. All right.
Radio people are so happy at the moment because you and I are flat out disagreeing.
I still think you have nice eyes.
Thanks, mate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
131060, what's a superior toasted sandwich?
Yep.
Oh, my God, I'm so passionate about this. The best caller gets 2 tickets to R&B Fridays Live. Craig David, Neo, Kelly Rowland, Kaylee, Mario, Sean Paul. Tickets on sale now from Ticketek, but we have 2 to give away. What do you like?
You cannot get past the croque monsieur.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
There you go. What's just got him. Monsieur? Now, I can toast a sandwich and put anything in it, and I will back myself in as one of the greats, the all-time great toasted sandwich makers. I'll put a pie in it. I'll put some pizza in a toasted sandwich.
So you're fearless when it comes to toasting.
Fearless. I'll toast a sweet one. I'll toast a savoury one.
Oh,
I don't even care.
Sweet ones are
You know
great.
What? I got to tell you, too, when you're toasting a sandwich, whatever you're toasting, rather than put butter on the outside, when you put it in the sandwich press, Meredith goat's cheese oil.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's Nutella and marshmallows?
Oh, yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
Because if you've not had a Nutella marshmallow
and also, you just put little bits of either bacon or little bits of onion on the outside when you're toasting it. Oh, my God, it's so good. But a croque monsieur, is a French ham cheese toasted sandwich. It's essentially what it is. Mm. It's you can bake it, bake fry it, as in that way. Basically, it's ham, cheese, and white sauce on a sandwich.
God.
And it comes with cornichons and mustard. Definitely has to have Dijon mustard on it. And it is so delicious.
So good?
So good.
I just like 3 different types of cheese.
Yeah, 3 different types of
cheese. That's it. And I also so the reason there's 3 types of cheese because I glue the cheese to one side of the bread.
Yes.
And then underneath the top. And I glue something to the, so there's cheese coverage on both slices of bread.
Yes.
And then just in case that seeps too far through, we need a middle buffer cheese.
Yes.
So then I have the middle buffer cheese.
Yeah.
I do like to combine like a really great Romano. A great Romano.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Then we go a great tasty.
Yeah.
And then really a Havarti, which is soft, but it's a mellow cheese, which balances out the Romano. And then the key is a squeeze of lemon and cracked pepper.
Oh, yes. Lemon. Oh. Very good
lemon
choice.
With the cheese. Yep. It's almost like a saganaki.
Yes.
A Greek saganaki.
Yeah.
Within a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it's also a heart attack in a sandwich.
Yes.
Anyway.
I endorse that.
So I'm happy. I don't like tomato because it burns your mouth.
No. If you're making a ham cheese tomato sandwich.
Then how do you stop it burning your mouth?
Here's my recommendation. Toast the ham and cheese sandwich. And then when you're finished, open it up, cut the tomato, put it on. You can eat the sandwich straight away.
Just let it warm it.
Yeah.
Because I hate soggy hot tomatoes. Yeah. Like lava in your
mouth. You don't need to cook it.
It burns your lip.
It will cool your sandwich down. The sandwich will warm it up. And then you'll have a perfect ham cheese.
We're just changing lives here today. Yeah. I don't even care what
you call up with any suggestion for a toasted sandwich and I will talk you through how to make it better.
I love that you're a connoisseur. 131060, what's a superior toasted sandwich? I thought we might have one across since you have so many calls. But we'll take them next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
2 tickets to give away to see R&B Fridays live. Today FM and Frontier Touring are presenting it. Tickets are still on sale at Ticketek. Get them now. I'm giving away 2. For the best toasted sandwich ideas.
Yes.
I got a pen. I mean, I'm just going to be taking notes.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, I have pawpaw cream, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
My mind is a pen.
Yeah.
Sharp.
Yes.
Full of ink. Could break at any time.
You're like a squid.
Yes. Yes. Carly in Wollongong, hello.
Good morning, guys.
What's a superior toasted sandwich?
Okay, so Turkish bread.
Yes.
With butter, obviously, both sides.
Yep.
A slice of cheese.
Ooh.
Barbecue chicken.
Yep.
Mayonnaise.
Yep.
Spinach. Another piece of cheese.
Hello.
And voila. Oh, my God.
Do we find the Turkish bread is too thick?
Oh, I like a Turkish bread toasted sandwich.
You do? You don't find it's too much bread?
No, because
you can cut it as thick or thin as you want.
Oh, good point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can slice that Turkish bread, so you just got the thin top.
And also, once you put it in the sandwich press, it's compacting that down a little bit anyway. Helping out. I would put the mayonnaise on after the heat.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking
that. I
want
to heat
the mayonnaise
up. But that's just me.
Yeah. Good on you, Carls. That's a good one. Michael in Blacktown, hello.
Good morning, Em and Harley. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Darling, what's a superior toasted sanger?
All right, first off, you need the old school one, you know, the triangle toasted sandwich maker.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Oh, the Jaffles.
Yes, Jaffle
maker.
Yeah,
Jaffle
maker.
Yes.
Then you get plain white bread and push it down into the triangles.
Yep.
With butter on the outside, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you whisk an egg, put some salt, pepper and butter, milk into it, pour it into the Jaffle maker with some chopped up bacon, put the bread on top, and then some bacon on top of the bread on the outside.
You're a great man,
Michael. Get out of town, Michael.
Yeah, Michael's done his homework. See?
Yes, I have.
He didn't just call up willy-nilly without a very honed recipe. Nailed it, Michael.
It's excellent.
Very good.
God, I'm going to do that. I'm going to find my Jaffle. Our Jaffle maker used to, at our house, back where I lived, used to make the whole house, the electricity go.
Oh.
Like, used to trip the safety switch.
That's safe.
The old school 80s Jaffle makers, the whole house would just go dark and Dad would be like, shit, who's making a sandwich?
We've got a SpongeBob SquarePants Jaffle maker.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really good. It puts SpongeBob on the bread.
I've got George Foreman now.
Hello.
I love George Foreman Grill.
Man.
Do you know he named all his kids George, even the girls?
Yes. You can't make that what Michael's just suggested
with
there
Foreman.
With George Foreman.
Nah, it doesn't
you
cut
need
the
it
middle.
To dip in.
Dip in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Edwina and Curl Curl, hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Very good,
Edwina. You're going to have to do a lot to beat Michael in Blacktown. What
we
do you got for us?
Well, the good thing is, if no one else likes it, I love it. So,
backing herself in.
Good.
All right. So you start with quality, like completely fake white bread.
Yeah.
Butter on the outside.
Yeah.
Old school Jaffle maker. I agree with that. Keep all the goodness in.
Yeah.
So you go cheese.
Yeah.
You need your leftover mince from your tacos, like old
El Paso. Oh, yes. Leftover taco mince.
Cheeky little bit of sour cream on top of that. Controversial layer. Some people like, some people don't. Guacamole in the middle.
Ooh.
Hot guac.
Hot guac.
Oh, smacking some hot guac there.
A bit more of your mint, cheese, and you're done.
So we're doing a Mexican toasty there.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
taco toasted sandwich.
Yeah. I don't know if I want warm avocado.
I love it, but I'm just taking the sour cream and the avocado out until it's finished toasting.
Me too. That's your topper.
Yeah.
That's your garnish.
Yeah.
If it ain't garnished,
I'm definitely
it ain't
having
finished.
It on.
100%. James in Windsor, hello. Hey,
James.
Hey, guys. First of all, love you too. Love the show. Listen every morning.
Good on you, James.
That's
thanks,
kind.
Mate.
Thank you. What sanger are you making for yourself, buddy?
Well, I've got two for your list just to keep you fatter.
Okay, good.
Yep.
First one, butter the outside. Obviously, nice, generous serving of Vegemite.
Ooh.
Put a slice of cheese on top of that, toast it, and then put in your avocado and bacon.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I was
bacon.
Having that for a bit.
I like that.
Yes, that's
especially
good.
The Vegemite there. You don't underestimate Vegemite for its salty goodness.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that is great. What's the other one, James?
Nation of butter and Vegemite. It's going to be the saltiest thing ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
The second one, garlic bread for the toast.
Oh.
Prawns, cheese, and bacon.
Shut up.
You shut your mouth.
Shut up.
You lock that down.
Prawns and bacon.
How
what?
Dare you?
How dare you?
That's
holy
good.
Crap.
You're making that. You're going to make Harley's. In Harley's mind, he's already home.
I'm having a bread day.
I love bread day. I'm having a bread day. I decided bread days today too. Jared, finally, wrapping it up on 131060, what's a superior toasted sandwich?
Okay, so mine is mango and sugar.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to butter the outside with lots of butter, sugar on the outside so it caramelizes, and away you go.
Wow. Mango and sugar. I'm doing that because my oldest boy, he's loving banana and honey toasted sandwiches. Oh. He's going to absolutely smash a mango and sugar.
You know what I've been doing? You can buy frozen mango from the Whole Foods, from the nice places, and you make yourself beautiful smoothies with it.
Oh, yes, you do.
Because it's so hard to cut up mangoes. Who's bothering? But you get it frozen. Just pop it in with some banana, some mango, some strawberry, some cayo.
Yeah.
A little bit of honey.
Yeah.
Some almonds.
Yeah.
Boom. That's got nothing to do with toasted sandwiches.
Nothing at all.
Michael in Blacktown, because he was the instrument.
I just loved it.
Yeah, you've won two tickets. R&B Friday Night.
Yeah, the boy.
I love him.
I was first shown how to crack an egg into a Jaffel iron in 1992.
Amazing.
And I appreciated your addition to that recipe.
And all of those would be better except the mango one with cheese on the outside as well.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Michael, you are a connoisseur, sir.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy, honey.
You're
enjoy
a credit
the
to your family.
Yes, yeah, she really is. Fantastic. Coming up next. Okay. So we're being told this Alpha Bucks is easy.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Forget the Alpha Bets. We're all about Alpha Bucks. Download the Alpha Bucks app to your smartphone now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour. And we were told this morning in our 5:20 a.m. meeting by Max.
Yes.
You guys, it really should go today.
It's super easy.
Yeah.
However, I feel like that's putting pressure on the person who's called up, as it should, because it's bloody easy.
Katie from Wentworth Point. Hey, Katie.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, mate.
Now, you have a very noble reason for wanting to win it.
I do. My parents have always looked after me, and my goal in life is always to give my dad a double knee reconstruction so he can go on a trek to see gorillas because he loves them, but his knees have just fallen out.
Oh, Katie.
Oh, I want to go on a trek. You want your stepdad to go on a trek to meet gorillas. All right, this has to happen,
mate. Let's get this done, mate.
What's your stepdad's name?
He's Gordon.
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 Gordon with his gorillas. Okay.
It's a B. B for Bob is your letter. I really just go with what comes into your head because the first thing's going to be correct. I tested M. She got it right in the 30 seconds. I wouldn't get it right, but I store
way
my
more
brain.
Useless information than you do.
So, your time starts after the first question. You get 30 seconds. We've got to take your first answer, and you can only use an answer once. All right, Katie.
Come on, Katie.
Here we go.
All right. Let's do it.
Name a female celebrity.
Body Lithgow.
A type of fish.
Blowfish.
A breakfast food.
Burrito bowl.
An airline.
British Airways.
An Olympic sport.
Bowls.
A mode of transport.
Bus.
A Sydney beach.
Bondi.
A TV show.
Bold and the Beautiful.
An insect.
Butterfly.
A chocolate bar.
Bounty.
Right.
Okay.
That's 10.
That's 10. We've got to stop.
That was very quick, Katie.
You've got 10.
We now have to
leave a burrito bowl.
Burrito bowl. You can have that for breakfast.
We can't say a word. We are waiting for the adjudicators. They are furiously working.
And what was the other one? Was there any other question? Bowls.
Bowls for Olympic sport.
Are bowls an Olympic sport?
I don't think it is. I think we've had that as an answer before.
We're checking. It's okay. And because it is a lot of money,
Katie, we have to
go through everything correctly. So what have you got on today? What are you doing?
Going to work. I work for Platypus Shoes.
Love Platypus Shoes. Oh, my God. You guys have so many good pairs of runners at the moment. Jesus.
Just come in. We got heaps more.
Yeah. Which Platypus do you work at?
I'm an area manager, so I run 6 of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just being told. 6 of them. Adjudicator is checking. All right. We're just chilling. Don't. Yes!
Oh my God! Wow, Katie.
Guess what? Gordon's going to trek with the gorillas.
So the adjudicator has been very kind to you. Bowling was a demonstration sport
but
at the Olympics.
There.
It was still featured at the Olympic sport. Oh. And you know what? If you want to have a burrito bowl for breakfast, that's good for you. You went double B on that one.
Katie.
Mate, Katie, well done.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, my God. I just fell on the floor.
You've won $50,000, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say I've come from Perth and I love you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a little bit quirky and a little bit weird and I didn't know how I was going to fit into Sydney. And every morning you make me just feel good about me. So thank you.
So kind.
Good on you, Katie.
Well, we need to call Gordon. I mean, we need to get Gordon's number. Let's get Gordon's number and call him. We'll play Em's Jam. Oh, my God. Katie,
Thank you. Well done.
That was so hectic.
Wow.
Well done, Katie from Wentworth Point, area manager of Platypus Shoes.
So good.
$50,000.
Hey, Gordon, you're getting a couple of knees, mate.
New knees, and he's going to meet the gorillas.
Incredible.
Guy called Gordon. That's fantastic. Oh, God. Hulls, under your expert guidance,
yes.
Someone just won $50,000.
That is absolutely correct.
And we have Katie. Hey, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Katie, now you said that you would want to spend the money helping your stepdad, Gordon, and we have Gordon on the phone now. Hey, Gordon.
How you going?
Yeah,
hey,
good, mate.
Hey, mate.
Yeah.
Katie's there. You want to say hi to Katie?
Hey, Katie.
Hi, Dad.
How are you, love?
Good. I'm so good.
What do you want to tell him?
So, you know how I missed your birthday a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
I'm going to one-up that because I've just won $50,000 on the radio and the reason why I wanted to win it, and I've always had this plan and you know this, is to give you that double knee reconstruction and you and Mum a trek to go see the gorillas. And I can do it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
What do you say to that?
Gordon, you're getting new
Thank
knees.
You.
Gordon, you're getting Angela. Two new knees and you're going to see the gorillas.
That's amazing.
You've done a great
love
job
you,
raising Katie, Gordon, who comes back
I
to
love
pay
you, too,
dividends.
Katie.
Aww. You guys. Katie, you've done a
amazing.
Good thing. Gordon, when you get it done and you go meet the gorillas, can you send me a photo?
Absolutely.
Where
Absolutely.
Are they? Which gorillas do you want to meet, mate?
All of them.
Tell you what, mate, you can save some money and just go to the zoo.
Yeah, we got no gorillas over here in WA.
Oh,
only
right,
orangs.
Orangs. Hey, Gordon.
And you guys have got a really good display over there.
Mm.
We'll come over to Sydney, baby.
Nah, Lee wants to go trekking, mate. How long have you had bung knees for?
Oh, years.
What'd you do? Footy? Yeah, did you play footy or?
No, just work. Just wore them out and work.
Oh, buddy.
Well, look at that.
Katie?
Yes.
What a generous daughter.
This is so exciting. Well, congratulations, both of you. $50,000 to Katie. Gordon, you get new knees. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yay.
Win-win, absolutely.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
No worries at all. I feel a little bit
Thanks,
like
Katie.
Oprah.
Yeah, you get a knee and
you get
a knee.
Yeah. Katie, it's so typical of Katie to do something like this.
Oh,
she's so spontaneous.
Hey, Gordon, do you have other kids?
Yes.
Yeah, they're rubbish, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
no. At the moment, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, guys. Congratulations. It's so fantastic.
Cheers.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks, Gordon.
Thanks,
That's
guys.
Fabulous.
He's in Perth, by the way. It's 5
yes.
o'clock in the morning.
He's waking up. What's going on?
He's waking up.
What's
and
me kids done?
Money. I've got gorillas. I'm so confused. My knees are good. Thanks, everyone. We will be doing Alpha Bucks again at 8 o'clock. Back down to $10,000.
Yeah, it's back down to 10.
Jay's
still $10,000.
Still $10,000.
And I can guarantee you,
it's
if you're
easy.
As quick as Katie, you're yeah. getting $10,000.
Jace is... Had to go have a lie down, our boss. Had to go have a lie down.
Jace is out trying to earn that money right
yeah.
now.
Well, I first fell in love with our next guest when I heard her sing, Don't You Treat Me Bad, Don't You Make Me Sad.
Which you could sing better than me, by the way.
Last night, The Bachelorette kicked off at 7:30 on 10. Sophie Monk, hello.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Hello, Soph.
Mate, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
I met you so many years ago and you came in and you were filling in for Fifi, I think, when she was having the baby.
Yeah, I remember.
And you walked in and you goes, girls, I've had a nice sleep. I need a ciggy. Yeah. That was the first thing I ever saw of you. And yeah. I thought, I love that woman.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed at all.
At all.
No, I'm good mates with Nick Cody, who I know you've worked with.
I love
him. He's like, she can drink with the best of us.
No, oh, yeah.
She's what better. We call a top bird, yeah, top. Sophie Monk.
Yeah.
You're a top bird. And you did kick
Tom
off.
Boy.
Yeah. Wow. Very beautiful one.
Oh, thanks.
You're all right, mate. Yeah, so The Bachelorette kicked off last night. And what I love was just, you just came out at 10. You cracked a joke saying you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I thought it was going to come off really straight because I was like, it's quite emotional, this show.
Yes.
But then I just realised because I'm so bogan that kind of everything comes out funny.
Well, you said that. I'm 37. I'm a massive bogan.
Yeah.
Like you just said that, got that straight out of the way.
Hey, I'm 37 and I'm a massive bogan.
Oh, here we go.
We
go.
T-shirt.
Twinsies.
Oh, yeah. Let's hang out and talk cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love cars too, actually.
Then you suggested playing Spin the Bottle, but then realised it was only one of you.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. And then you said you like little boys and realised you shouldn't have said that either. So
oh,
you
God.
Were
I don't remember all this. I didn't get to watch it properly.
It was an amazing first episode. I've got to ask, I was worried about you going in because you are, much like me and Harley, we're performers, we're open wounds, we're emotional.
Yeah.
Were you worried about how you would come off? Like, because it's hard to control yourself, especially people like you. You are who you are. Camera's in your face. Were you worried about how you'd be perceived?
Totally.
Yes.
I was. But luckily, the guys cracked before I did. But, like there's so many tears, and it's not just me. It's
really?
The guys, yeah.
You made the men cry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, safe.
Yeah, I don't know if they were crying because they were leaving each other, though.
Well, see, that's
it
what
was more that. And sometimes I was like, hey, I'm over here still. Like,
now, did this idea genuinely start on Tom Gleason's Hard Quiz? Was that?
No, well, my mum suggested I go on it before that, but that was just a joke that came to me because of my mum said that.
Yeah.
And then I sat back and went, I should do it. It was like a week. Of like talking.
Really?
I went to them.
Oh, did you? Did? Yeah. You pitched yourself?
Yeah, they didn't want me.
What?
I said to them, can please. And so we did a meeting because they wanted to know it was legit as well and I wasn't doing it for other reasons. And then they went, yeah, let's do it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So how desperate? They didn't even ask me.
Not only could you not find a boyfriend, you couldn't even find a reality show to have you on to find a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that you pitched yourself. That's epic.
I flew myself everything. Yeah.
PowerPoint presentation. I turned up in a red dress. I arose. And have you found love?
Yeah, fully have.
Fully.
Thanks
fully,
God.
Fully sick in love.
Yep. 100%.
Is it contractual?
I'm looking at her deep in
God,
her eyes.
No, I wouldn't do it. I honestly would cancel all press.
Yeah, right.
I'm not. I can't lie.
Yeah, right.
Very well. So no, I wouldn't be here.
Sophie was meant to be here. She's not coming. Oh, okay. Yeah. She's still on her own. Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah,
so you're in love.
Yep. It all works. Yeah.
Look at. I'm looking in her eyes. I'm looking in her eyes.
No, promise.
Nah, promise. Why is he switching?
I'm trying to do like twitches. I don't know what you want out of him.
Nah. So some of the boys are proper tossers.
Yeah.
Proper.
Yeah.
But in you.
Name names.
Oh God, no.
She doesn't have to, mate. Anyone with eyes and ears.
Yeah.
But sometimes they come off. They're nervous the first night, so they're real. They come off bad, and then they're actually nice. And the guys that are actually nice end up the biggest cockheads. So.
That's like, life.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so how are you keeping it under wraps? Like, so you have to pretend whoever this person is that won, and none of us know. So you guys, like, have to just be strangers.
Yeah. Well, we get, like, locked down to meet up.
Or you do.
But
oh,
I'm
you get
flying
some
out of the country because I can't do it. I'm going to ruin it. So, and I'm going to give it away for everyone. And I know people are so invested in this the brand of the show. So I was like, it's time I evacuate.
So you're removing
I'm flying
yourself.
Myself. Yeah.
Just
is the bloke going with you?
No.
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 You're just going to be apart.
Yeah, I'm going with my best friend.
Not even going to do secret routes?
No. No, it's not worth it.
Secret routes are fun, though, aren't
they? Yeah, but not
she might not have even done routes yet. We don't know.
Well, sorry to assume.
Yeah. It'd be weird if I hadn't.
Well, you might be saving yourself, you know, for marriage or something. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Have you not Googled that?
I know.
That horse has bolted, I'd imagine.
Oh, I didn't want to make assumptions.
That horse ran through the chapel and kicked the preacher on the way past.
She's a lovely lady.
I didn't say anything about it.
Nah, fine. Sophie Monk, I'm so looking forward. I don't only watch this thing, but I'm watching because of you, and I like that, you know, you are the ultimate prize. The Bachelorette, 7:30 tonight on 10. You're just a gem. Please come back and see us when you get back.
For sure.
And bring your
guy
love
with
your
me.
Partner in, and I'll ask you. We'll ask you soon.
Pleasure meeting you.
Thanks, guys.
Happy you for
too.
You. Bloody good.
Same. I'm happy.
131060. Did someone steal your baby name idea?
Oh.
Ooh. This comes off of a really weird story. A woman has taken to parenting forum Mumsnet because She was in a situation where her and her sister were kind of pregnant around the same time.
Yeah.
She gave birth first and had a son.
Yeah.
And she called her son Hayden.
Yes.
And then her sister gave birth a little while after.
Yep.
And had a girl and called the girl Hayden.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
So it was...
Hey?
So the mum was like, the sister was like, okay, fine. It's a girl. I'll let her have it. So they both...
They both got Haydens.
Haydens and their sisters.
That's ridiculous and stupid and annoys me.
Well, well, get ready. Strap
yeah.
it in.
Yeah.
So this mother gets pregnant again, the first sister.
Yeah.
She gives birth to a boy, calls yeah. him Oliver. Her sister gets pregnant just after, finds out it's a boy, announces that she is also calling her son Oliver.
Okay, well, obviously the second sister's
What's
an idiot.
What's going on?
And needs a...
I would be wild. Now, the thing is, it's happening post-birth. So pre-birth, most people are trying to keep their names to themselves, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want that to happen. So you keep your name to yourself yeah. and then you don't assume that once the name's been bestowed upon the child that some depraved human's going to come and take it from you.
No.
Not your sister.
I mean, there's lots of names out there and there's lots of people with the same names
yeah.
out there. That just happens.
But not as two kids.
Things come back into fashion. For starters, I've never heard of Hayden being a gender-neutral name. But
I
there's
have.
A lot of
Hayden Panettiere-ario.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Yeah, you know the one. The little cheerleader from...
Oh, yes. Yeah, right.
Lost?
No, Heroes.
Heroes. That's it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, but when your sister's already had a son named Hayden...
It's weird. And then if you've already gone, oh, I know this is really weird, but I'm going to copy your name. But that's it, mate. And then sister goes, all right, just this once. And then you go, Soz, I'm going to copy it again. That is so hectic.
Like we had a name that we wanted for Walter,
yeah.
Theodore.
Mm.
There's just too many Theodores around there.
Yeah.
And so we're like, we'll opt out. If my siblings' kids' names are off the table,
yes.
there's no way I'm giving my mother, as a grandparent, a kid with the same name.
That's
ridiculous.
I know, it's very confusing.
It's really fired me up.
I know, I read this article and went, what the hell? And
I seriously want to meet the second sister in real life and call
you?
Her an idiot. In it. Look her in the eyes and say it. She's annoyed me so much.
Obviously.
Where does she live?
Sydney.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm coming over.
Okay, great. And obviously the mum's net fired up.
Of course it did.
Everyone was like, oh, and everyone had stories of this totally happened to me, but I've never heard of it happening after the kid's born. That's next level.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it happening. Before. Someone said, oh, I'm thinking about this name, and then somebody gets to the punch first.
Yeah.
Well, you're an idiot for saying
out
your
loud.
Idea.
After, can't be helped.
Never heard of it.
131060, do you have a similar story? Did someone steal your baby name out from under you? And I'd love to hear if it happened after the birth. That's hectic.
Yeah.
Take your calls next. Right now, we're telling a hectic story. There was this pair of sisters. One of them gave birth to a kid, called it Hayden. Then
yep.
her sister gave birth after her, called it Hayden. Then
yep.
she got pregnant again, gave birth to a son, called it Oliver. Then her sister got pregnant again, had a son, called it Oliver.
Yeah. The second sister is an idiot.
The second sister.
She's really annoying me. She's bugging me. She would have been a shitty jerk. Sibling.
Such a jerk.
Take your toys.
Oh,
she would have been such an annoying jerk.
She would have been
so worked up.
Worst sibling.
Oh, God, I hope she's listening. You're an idiot.
Lots of people are calling in because this is a thing. People steal names. They steal baby names.
They do.
Maddie in Campbelltown, what happened?
So I was having a baby and so was my boss.
Yes.
It was her second. It was my first. So I only had one name on the list, and that was Olivia.
Yeah.
And then my boss had a few different names.
Yeah.
She had her baby before I did. She picked Olivia. And I got really upset.
Of course you did.
And I was like, no, we have to change it. And then I went, you know what? No, I'm not going to change it. That's what we've picked.
Yes.
We're not going to change it. And I laugh about it now. We both laugh about it now that we've both got Olivia's.
Does she openly admit to your face that she stole your name?
No, she said it was on her list and she made a joke about, oh, don't steal that, that's what I'm having, but I kind of just laughed it off. And, yeah, so she didn't openly steal it. I think it was more of a coincidence that she just decided that was what I wanted.
She stole it,
Maddie, you know.
Do you still work at that place?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, after you leave,
crap
bring
in
us
her coffee
back
cup.
And tell the truth. That's
no.
Don't crap in her coffee cup. Plus, that'd be really hard to aim. Like, that's not wide enough.
I've got some experience with that.
Oh, my God. Lisa in Penrith, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, what happened with your baby name?
We announced that we were having a baby and we were going to call it Harrison.
Yes.
My in-laws went out and bought a horse and called it Harry.
Oh, no.
So then we couldn't have our son Harrison because there was a horse in the family called Harry.
No, that's
I love that.
Deliberately cruel.
I actually love that.
They're just evil.
Crap in their coffee cup.
No. No one poo in anyone's coffee cup. It's a heinous crime.
Have a go at it.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Okay, I've been hooking it all morning, but it keeps getting pushed away. But coming up next...
Oh, is a gift.
I made you something. Yeah. I think you didn't even know you needed it, and then when you hear it, you're like, God, I needed that.
Oh, yeah? You're backing yourself in on that?
No. That's next. Now, I've been building to this all show.
You have.
Yesterday was a sad day for us.
Yes.
And you came on air and I didn't know what was going on and you said, I've got some sad news. Yep. And for those of you who missed it, here is Harley's sad news.
There are no chickens in my chicken coop.
Harley, I'm so sorry.
It's all right, mate. They're gone. I don't know who's taken them.
Horace and Jenny.
They're hitchhiking around Australia.
Have gone. See, we hope. They're just off living their best life.
That's right. Have you seen Chicken Run?
They're doing the Chicken Run.
That was a documentary. And I showed that movie to the girls and they got inspired.
They got inspired by the documentary Tim Allen, Chicken Run.
Mel
Gibson.
Yeah. Oh, Mel Gibson, not Tim Allen. Sorry. It was Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on from that. And they've flown the coop.
Yeah. And we put this up online and I need to tell you there's been an outpouring of grief because you are the chicken guy.
I'm the chicken guy.
As I am the unicorn girl and the dog girl, you're the chicken guy.
Yeah.
Any chicken-related, anything in the news happens.
I have been receiving a lot of chicken-related stories.
And a lot of people felt like we didn't give them what they deserve. We didn't give them the closure. And especially Horace.
Yes.
Because Horace featured in all our billboards.
Yes.
There she was, up on your shoulder, little Horace, so cute. And so I looked at you yesterday and I thought, we need to give them a promise.
I already know what you're doing.
We need to give him
6 o'clock.
A proper send off.
Yes.
And yesterday we were asked if we wanted to do a eulogy
and
for
I
the chickens.
I vehemently said, don't be ridiculous. I don't want to do that.
But your eyes said otherwise.
My eyes said, don't be ridiculous. I don't want to do
that.
My mouth said it.
Your mouth said,
in fact, a few times I was asked, do you want to do it? I'm like, guys, that's the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard. No, I don't.
Looking into your soul.
Yeah.
And your eyes.
Yeah.
And your soul and eyes said, M.
Yeah.
I need you to perform a musical eulogy.
I think you went, I'm going to do that, regardless of if he wants
it. No. No. This comes from love for you and your love for the chickens.
Yep.
I've just focused down on just a song for the team member that we lost.
Yes, we did.
Horace.
Yep.
She was a part of our team.
Yep.
And I could see in your heart and soul that you felt you needed some closure. So here is my song for you, for Horace. Good.
Must have been cold there in his shadow to never have sunlight on your beak. You were content to let him shine. That's your way.
It's true.
You always flapped a step behind. He was the one with all the glory, while you spent your days in a chook pen. A beautiful hen with a boy's name. With a boy's name. He put banana, cardamom, curio on you and you got mange. Did you even know that you're his hero? One of a kind poultry.
So emotional.
Now he can fly higher than an eagle. For you are the wings beneath his wings.
That is hectic. You know, I've been meaning to bring this up for some time.
She was the wings beneath your wings.
I do like wings between. I've been meaning to bring this up for some time. It's actually Jenny in those photos.
Shit. Damn it. Damn it. Doesn't matter.
Thank you very much.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. Download the Alpha Bucks app to your smartphone now.
Hi, Alicia in Camden.
Hi, Em. Hi, Harley. How you going?
Good, mate.
Well, Jace is really hoping you don't go anywhere near winning the $10,000.
Let's make him sweat.
I like it.
Mate, it is a very easy one as well. Obviously,
good.
It's only 10,000, but geez, 10,000.
Oh, I would
nice,
love 10,000. I'm just hoping, it's not the letter X now.
Nah. It's not the letter X, it's the letter M for mum.
But you just got to
be very quick and you will get that 10,000. All the answers should be front of mind for you. So
okay.
Just be quick and we'll get through it. You get 30 seconds. Time starts after the first question. Got to take your first answer and can only use an answer once.
Can you imagine if this goes?
I hope it does.
He legitimately has nothing left.
Yeah.
After favourite things in this, he's screwed.
In terms of a budget, a show budget, he's got nothing left. No. In terms of a company, they can handle it. Unless you don't want it. All right.
Good.
So your letter is MMM for mum. Here we go.
Me.
Name a car brand.
Mercedes.
An American state.
Michigan.
A cat breed.
Pass.
A board game.
Monopoly.
A type of biscuit.
Monte Carlo.
A Sydney freeway.
M5.
A Broadway musical.
Pass.
A phone app.
Messenger.
A book title.
Marching powder.
Something you drink.
Mojito.
A cat.
Minx.
A Broadway. Man.
900.
He was definitely sweating. You had the cold for that too.
You even did an accent.
Yep. Very good.
I don't think it's a gay drink.
Broadway, you could have had Mamma Mia, Mary Poppins, Matilda the Musical, Miss Saigon.
Look what's typed on our screen.
Boo.
Chase wrote FFF. No more money. He was so nervous. Oh, God. We've still got one more day.
Yeah, we got another day to give away 10 grand. I'm imagining a text tomorrow.
Name a planet.
Yeah.
Start it. Yeah. Thank you, Alicia. $900 is great.
Yep.
Now, obviously, what is dominating conversations, families, friends, life at the moment is the marriage equality plebiscite.
Yes.
And the thing that I've been
a postal survey.
Postal survey.
Yeah.
And the thing that I've been noticing is that it's been splitting up families, friendships, because you know someone your whole life and you assume they're going to be voting one way.
Yes.
And then you find out they're voting the opposite way.
Yes.
And either way of that, it has been causing real divides.
Of course it has.
In families and friendships across Australia. My best friend found out that three of his siblings, and he's been in a loving relationship for 8 years with his boyfriend.
Yeah.
They've had family dinners, Christmases. They all love his boyfriend. He made an impassioned plea on Facebook, and three of his siblings said on there that they're voting no.
Yeah.
So now
you couldn't help but feel like that's a direct attack on you.
He's very upset.
Yeah, of course.
And it's really affected him.
Yeah.
And he now is not speaking to them.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to see them for Christmas. And we also had a listener write in. Hey, Sally.
Hi.
Hey, Sally.
Now, Sally, you wrote to
us
because your best friend and you of 20 years have had a bust up over this.
Not so much a bust up. I'm a little bit torn on what to actually do about it.
Yeah. So let everyone know what you wrote to us about.
So I'm 100% for marriage equality, 100% voting no. And when it came up in a discussion with our group of friends.
Yes.
Voting yes. You meant yes.
Voting yes. Sorry. What did I say? Voting no.
Voting
yes.
All right.
Yeah. When I had the discussion with my friends about it, she said, well, I'm voting no. And we went, okay. You know, why are you voting no? And she wanted to say it's in the Bible and totally respect those views. It's not for me, but it's, you know, it's completely up to her. And I was blown away, to be honest, because I just thought, how can such an intellectual person vote no? It doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, since we had the discussion, she's then sending me documents on how gays are made and they're not born.
Wow.
And
oh, dear.
I'm
I'm just like, no, mate, no, that's not right. And I've said to her, don't send me this. This is bullshit. I don't want to see it. It's rubbish. And, and totally respect your views. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But don't put it, you know, down my throat. But now I'm in a stage where I'm a little bit uncomfortable around her because I think, how can you be such good friends with someone for so long and think we're so different in this massive, I think it's a massive, you know, point.
Well, it is. It's not just a disagreement over, you know, anything trivial. This is a deep-seated moral belief.
This is about equality.
This,
that's all it's about.
And to be friends with someone who has such a differing view to you on something that is very deep, and I think that I would definitely not be able to be friends with that person, especially if they kept at me like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let's be clear, this postal survey is not about whether Christianity should accept marriage equality.
No.
God knows, pun intended, that Christians can quite often not exercise great examples of equality because they have specific dogma that certain members of that faith will follow. This is a state issue.
Yeah.
We are asking the state to recognise same-sex marriage.
Nothing
That's all.
To do with religion.
If you're a part of a private club, which is what religions are, you can make up all the rules you want in your private club.
Yeah, sure.
This is an issue for our state to decide whether or not we want everyone to be equal.
But also I want to point out, I know a lot of Christians and Catholics who are pro-marriage equality.
Absolutely.
So this let's not get on radio. And I was actually corrected, and I realised that by a couple of our listeners who are devout Christians who support marriage equality.
Yes.
Because Christianity at its core, all religions are about love.
Love.
So,
acceptance.
Yeah. So that's, absolutely. We need to make that clear too. Look, 301060, Harley and I, we'd love to know, is this... This postal survey, has it come between your family and you, your friends and you? Is it something that you are, you know, having trouble with? Is it splitting you guys up? Because I'm, just even within my circle, I'm noticing now, it's been a real interesting eye-opener for me to see the true colours of some people I thought I knew for a long time who are voting no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 131060, I'd love to know, is the postal survey, is it splitting up your life? Is it having an impact? We'll take your calls next. We were sent an email from a listener, Sally, who has had a best friend for 20 years, and the postal survey obviously is circulating now for marriage equality, and she found out that her best friend is completely against marriage equality, voting no, and it's really
citing religious reasons.
Citing religious reasons, and this has really affected her, and she doesn't know if she can be friends with her anymore. Yep. Not because she's voting no, but because the friend also just keeps sending her this material and offensive, and I get it. And then within my community, I've noticed a big divide. Also with my best friend, his three siblings are voting no, and he's been in a committed same-sex relationship for 8 years. And has busted up their family.
And as you brought up, not all Christians are against marriage equality. But I would say to the Christians that are, why are you so obsessed with other people's sex life? What is wrong with
not
you?
All of this them was.
No, the people who are opposed to it, this has been my upbringing. Believe me, I know a whole lot about this. They're so obsessed with sexual purity. Mm. There's something deeply wrong with that scenario. Mm. Your sex life is your business.
Yeah.
And the way that you want to partake in whatever consensual activity you want, leave everybody else to their business.
Mm. We wanted to know on 131060, has this marriage equality postal vote busted up relationships in your life? We'll take Mel first. Hey, Mel.
Hi.
Now, your boyfriend and you are having issues over it.
Yeah, it's been really crazy because we've always had the exact same views on everything. We're very compatible. And then as soon as this marriage equality survey came out, I just assumed he was going to vote yes, but he's voted no. And, you know, like, he has his opinion, but we were talking about if we ever had kids in the future, and he's saying that if our child ever came out as gay, he would want them on the streets. He wouldn't want anything to do with them.
That is a very extreme point of view.
Yeah.
How old's your boyfriend?
20.
Unfortunately for you in the situation you're in right now, that's going to change. He's going to change. He's going to grow up a bit and realise that that's a ridiculous point of view to have.
It's hard to stay with someone.
It's very hard to stay.
Are you questioning if you should stay with him?
Yeah, because I don't really want my child going on the street. I'm going to love my child no matter what. Like,
of course.
I just don't understand how he could think like that. Like, I just didn't think he was that kind of person.
I reckon this would be happening a lot. Couples together, assuming that, you know, you have the same values, and something like this, which you never think would be brought up publicly, yeah. things you normally keep private,
yeah.
your deep, dark feelings.
Yeah. Almost as if the government asked a question of the population they didn't need to ask.
None of their
business. Just solve the problem.
Yeah, almost like that. Samantha in Cronulla, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Now, this seriously blew your life up.
Absolutely.
What
you
happened?
Could say that. So pretty much I have ended my engagement over this. I was meant to be getting married at the end of the year. I decided it wasn't for me anymore because he expressed his feelings that he thought that it was disgusting. And up until him, I'd only dated women. So I took that quite offensively, as you might gather.
Yeah, as you should.
And you've called the wedding off.
Absolutely. I'm not going to marry somebody who thinks that gays, lesbians, transgender are disgusting. I just, you know, I think everybody should have equal rights, and that includes me if I chose to be with a woman. And I'm not disgusting, and neither is anybody else. And I just want everyone else going through it and feeling offended by their friends and family that they're not alone, but we are together.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Sam. That's really, I mean,
that's full on.
This is how serious this issue is. For anyone sitting back thinking, oh, it doesn't affect me, it does.
Yes.
It affects all of us. And again, like, I'm just, like when you said that, I'm so sorry for people who are, this is just bringing out the worst in us. This
Absolutely.
Postal
vote. It's bringing out the worst in our community.
Government aren't doing their job and they're leaving young people vulnerable and they're leaving people just in general vulnerable and open to attacks, and it's disgusting.
And of course there's people with strong opinions on the no side, and I don't want to be in the business of bullying anyone to change their opinion and their decision, but this is exactly why it shouldn't have been left up to a public vote.
No. Who people love isn't politics, and it's none of our business. We've got lots of calls. We're so sorry you can't take them, but you can always contact us on Facebook. And look, if any of this has brought up some things for you, Lifeline is 131114. Beyond Blue and Headspace also do some great work in that area. Thanks everyone for your calls. Okay, everyone just brace.
Right. Take a step back from the radio.
It's Em and Harley on Today FM. You know, when you come in, there's some blokes coming home from the pub at 5 a.m. There's one guy always singing
K-San. Yeah.
And he's pumped and he's smiling. That is the human embodiment of our guest now, celebrity chef Miguel Maestre.
Oh, bravo, Inga's rock and roll. At 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already singing La Bamba.
It's true, but I didn't want to, like, make it cultural reference that were incorrect, so I just went with K-San.
I'm just an Australian bloke with a funny accent, put it that way.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh my God, you're so hectic.
That's what happens when you have too many bourbons. You start speaking like Miguel.
Miguel, you're here because you're loving mushrooms. You're high on mushrooms. You're all about mushrooms.
Oh, but you see, I'm the new brand ambassador for Mushrooms Australia.
Of course you are. That makes total sense.
My cooking is pretty good, Marruciano.
Of course. That's why. It's the mushrooms we meant.
And mushrooms. Not the funny mushrooms, the Australian ones, the good ones.
Yes.
I believe it's a lot of, with the food fashions now and Facebook and Instagram, the reality of Australian cuisine is not really all this beautiful food that we see every day in all the Instagram feeds.
Nah.
It's like people is struggling to do cooking.
Yes.
People is really time poor with cooking. Or parents don't have time for cooking. It's a lot of, we done an amazing research that tells that parents need to do homework instead of cooking.
Yes.
We're dealing with time poor schedules for cooking for the whole family.
Yeah.
It's not much help in the kitchen when mom and dad is cooking. It's all full on. The children sit down. They want the food. They want it now. They want it quickly.
And do you cook the dinner every night?
Well, you know, I'm trying to stay at home for dinner as many times when I know I work. And I love cooking home and getting the family involved. It's amazing.
Aww.
It's an amazing... when you get your children involved in the cooking, they will eat anything you want to.
Yeah, but it's so messy, mate.
But I'm a clean-as-you-go. I'm a clean-as-you-go kind of guy. So everything I use goes in the dishwasher. And when I finish cooking dinner... all I have a space is for two plates or for four plates, whoever is having dinner with me. And just
clean
ready
as you
to go.
Go.
Yeah.
Clean as you go guy. I love that. I'm a clean as you go guy. That could be in life.
I do that.
But it's a little bit shocking in Australia when we love so much seafood and we are a beautiful place with so much delicious food. Our main meals that we cook is spaghetti bolognese and roasted chicken. So people don't want to get out of that recipe. And it's 50% of Australians cook the same five meals all year round. And
I'd
that's
say I'm
crazy.
On a rotation of five.
How many things you cook during the year?
I reckon I do. Have you got your staples? I do chicken schnitzel with a nice salad. Yeah. I'll do risotto, mushroom chicken, garlic risotto.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'll do a roast with potatoes. Yeah. We make eggplant lasagna. And then I reckon, I don't know, we'll probably do a takeaway. I think I've cooked the same five meals for so long.
What about you, Harley? Harley, you love whiskey.
Do you mix it up? Harley loves whiskey.
I like whiskey, but I...
Do you mix it up?
I have a staple in that it'll be a staple for a few months and then it's not a staple anymore.
Yeah, right.
No, I try and push myself as much as... I love cooking. It's my favourite thing to do is be in the kitchen or in the shed building things.
That's so true. My dad's been making the same meals for us and I don't want anything else. My dad has made the same five meals for us my whole life. But what are we doing? You mentioned mushrooms and chicken. You said put the mushrooms under the chicken skin.
Oh, amazing. So for example, what I was going to ask you, with all your amazing five meals that you cook, to make them more nutritious and to make them more delicious, because Australians are in love with mushrooms, it's like one item in the supermarket trolley when they go shopping. Everybody loves mushrooms. And you can do some mushroom mince and put it under the skin of the chicken so you get that extra moisture and delicious flavor. In your chicken schnitzel, you could do a mushroom sauce with your salad. OMG, mushroom sauce.
Hey, Miguel, do you know what I had the other day? I had mushroom pate.
Ooh,
so vegans can have pate now. It was absolutely incredible.
Ooh, I love that mushroom pate idea.
But we eat a lot of meat, and it's something beautiful about going to Barbie and with your friends are around you. Instead to go maybe steaks, you can get the big field mushrooms and you can marinate it with garlic butter, a little bit of thyme, a little bit of thyme, and you just put them in the barbecue and grill them. And it's a lovely meaty solution to all the vegetarians because people like to eat more vegetables.
I love a meaty solution.
The Australian Mushroom Organisation have really spent their money well with you.
I hope the Australian Mushroom Organisation are paying you an absolute mozza. We can find Miguel on the Australian Mushroom Facebook. You're the best mushroom ambassador I've ever heard of. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for your time, guys. I love you very, very much.
Good on you, man.
Arriba!